Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Well, my Christmas travel plans are all set.
Going to Vegas again this year?
Mets. As a special courtesy for this being my 10th year at the Shangri-La Las Vegas, they're throwing in a free ticket to the Christmas show. Away in a manger on ice.
Sounds beautiful.
I figure there's enough commercialism in Christmas, you need a little religion, too. So what about you guys? Sure you don't want to come?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. But Judy's parents are coming to town to visit, plus my dad. So we're all going to be together and, you know, just be awkward.
What about you, Hayden?
No, thanks, Luke. Christine and Kelly and me are going to have an old-fashioned Christmas. Christine and Kelly are going to make a turkey, decorate a tree, and go to church. I'm going to watch football and go to bed.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
What the hell's that?
Sounds like carolers.
Oh, that's Howard Burley and his community theater group. They're raising money for the needy.
Well, I don't want them down here. I hate carolers. Lock the door, hit the lights, Luther.
Is that really necessary?
On your knees.
You're not fooling me, Hayden.
You are happy.
I know you're in there.
Wages.
You're gonna roast in that when you get off the plane.
Oh, no, I'm not. After 10 years of doing this, I finally figured out how to dress. As long as I don't get an updraft, I'm fine. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Dean.
Oh, hey, Dolph. Took it off, huh?
Yeah, another Keno Christmas. See you next year. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Whoa.
Hey, Coach, listen, you got a minute? I need to ask you a favor.
Yeah, but make it quick, because I got a staff meeting in a few minutes, Dauber.
Judy's parents and my dad are going to be meeting for the first time tonight, and so we thought we'd throw a little Christmas party.
Ah, and you'd like to leave early so you can wrap Judy in tinsel and put a star in her head?
No. I was hoping that you and Christine and Kelly would come to the party.
Ah, geez, Dauber, you know, this is kind of a sacred night for me. I hate to be with people on Christmas Eve.
Coach, it would just help break the ice if you were there. You're so good with people.
Well, I...
Plus, my dad really likes you. You know, when Christine always kisses him, he loves that. I think he's kind of lonely since my mom died.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets a lot of emotional support from the other meat packers.
Okay. We'll be there to support you. We'll come to your damn Christmas party.
Oh, thanks, Coach. There's never a shortage of emotional support from you.
Well, I forgot the... Jeez, just what happens when I leave? I'm gonna be gone a week. You didn't hug me.
I wasn't hugging him. He was hugging me.
You knew I was gonna be gone, too.
Well, what the hell are you doing back here?
I forgot I promised the manager of the motel I'd bring him a sweatshirt from the Patriot Bowl. I didn't know I'd be walking in on anything.
Get your sweatshirt and get the hell out of here.
Is it okay if I ask you one more thing?
Well, as long as there's no emotions involved.
Oh, there aren't. I was wondering what to get Judy for Christmas.
Gee, I don't know, Dauber. What do you get a giraffe? A neck warmer?
This is serious.
Okay.
What are you getting for Christine?
Well, I'm getting her a couple of diamonds for her engagement ring.
Whoa. Diamonds are a little serious. But you know, some kind of jewelry might be good.
Hey, if you're looking for jewelry, you ought to see my dentist.
Huh?
My dentist, Art Hepke, is not just a dentist, you know, he also makes jewelry, remember? This year, he's doing a very festive thing with abscess molars. What he does, he dips it in gold leaf, and then he'll make them into earrings, necklace, anything you want. I mean, sometimes he leaves the roots in, looks like a little reindeer.
Hey, Dauber, if you want jewelry, you got to see my guy. Do something affordable, very beautiful, and large enough to be visible on Judy.
Jewelry from a jewelry store is for snobs. You want to really wow Judy, get her a one-of-a-kind holiday mower.
I think maybe I'll go with your guy.
Snob.
Fine. Okay, I'll see you in here after the staff meeting.
Yeah. Looks like I got a plane to catch. Merry Christmas, dog.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Luther.
What's the matter, jealous?
Oh, there you are. Where have you been? We're going to be late for the party.
Well, that's not my fault. I was helping Dauber pick out a stupid Christmas gift for Judy.
He waited until the last minute?
Can't believe some guys.
Get changed. Dauber and Judy are really anxious for us to get there.
Well, now, hold it. As much as I want to spend the rest of my life with Dauber, there is something I would like to do with you first.
What?
I want you to open up your Christmas present.
On Christmas Eve?
Oh, come on, it's really special.
Well, Hayden, if I open it tonight, it'll ruin tomorrow morning.
Oh, geez, you're not five. Come on, please open it up.
Well, okay.
Great. They say knockout gifts come in small packages, so.
Oh, Hayden.
What the hell's that?
Well, it sounds like Carol.
Caroling on Christmas Eve?
Oh, Hayden. Look at them. They're all dressed like Dickens characters.
Oh, it's Howard Burley and his stupid theater group. Oh. Here, I gotta hit the lights. Down on the floor. Down on the floor.
I don't believe this.
I want him to know we're home.
You're not fooling me, Hayden. I know you're in there. Loving joy comes to you, and to you my Christmas too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
Hey, before everybody gets here, you want to open our presents?
Well, sure, if you want to.
Well, normally I like to wait till Christmas morning, but it's something special, and I'm kind of excited about it.
Well, why? Is it something sexy?
No. But it could lead to something sexy.
I think they're gone. Get ready for the surprise of your life.
A ring box?
See, don't you like it?
No, it's beautiful. I was just trying to figure out when I was going to wear a gold basketball pin.
What? Oh, no, this is Dauber's gift for Judy.
You mean you didn't buy this for me?
No.
Oh, thank God. What did you buy me?
Well, I had two huge diamonds welded onto your engagement ring.
Oh, Hayden.
Oh, that stupid jeweler.
Oh.
Gosh. Oh, no. Oh, that jeweler must have switched boxes. What if Dauber gave Judy your ring?
Well, Hayden, you better call him.
Never guess what it is.
Well, it's from you, and that's all that matters. I'll let the machine get it. I don't feel like talking to anybody right now. Oh! Oh, my God, Michael! Oh, my God!
Oh, good! You think it's that good?
That's incredible. I love you so much. Yes, 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 yes.
Yes?
Yes, Michael, I will marry you. Michael, I am in shock. I mean, I have been hoping for some time that we would spend the rest of our lives together, but I had no idea you felt the same way. How long have you known?
Not too long.
Oh.
Judy, there's something I should tell you.
Oh, I know you want a Lutheran wedding, and that's fine. My parents are Presbyterian, but they'll just have to be open-minded.
Actually, that wasn't what I want to tell you. What I want to tell you is...
Hold that thought, Mr. Dubinsky. Mrs. Dubinsky has to get the door.
Judy.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Oh, Mrs. Watkins, Judge Watkins.
Mother, Daddy, Michael and I have some incredible news. Can I tell them, or do you want to? Mother! Daddy! Michael and I are getting married!
Son, congratulations.
Well, congratulations from me, too.
Oh, you mean that?
Oh, I'm afraid I do. You know, I know I've been skeptical about you two in the past, but I also know that my daughter has a good head on her shoulders, and if she loves you, I love you.
Oh, if you love me, she loves me, how bad can I be? Oh. Sorry, I guess I'm a little nervous.
Well, of course you are. You're getting married. No man in his right mind isn't terrified out of his wits. I know I was. And have been ever since. Who'd like a drink?
I would.
Dr. Michael, you don't drink?
I'm going to start.
I like this boy.
Look. Oh, my God. RJ, you should see this. It's gorgeous. On your salary, you must have been saving up for years. Judy, where's your phone? I gotta call Nene this minute.
Oh, it's in the bedroom.
Oh, she's gonna be so excited.
Oh, Nene's my grandmother. She's 96, and wouldn't it be great if she could come to the wedding? But she's so frail. But oh, or we could go there, maybe. Would you mind getting married in Atlanta?
Here you go. To my future son-in-law.
Oh, hon, can you get that? I need to go change the dip.
Why don't I get that?
Hey, Merry Christmas, son.
Dad!
Oh, Mr. Tobinski!
Oh, hey there, Judy. Merry Christmas.
Oh, to you, too. It's so great to see you again. Daddy, this is Michael's father, Walter Tobinski.
Here's RJ Watkins. Pleasure to meet you.
Oh, same here.
And Michael, does your father know the news yet?
I was just getting ready to tell him.
What news was that?
Are you a drinking man, Walter?
Judy and I are...
getting married!
You're kidding! That's great! Would you look at that? Woo! That's probably a diamond.
Oh, that's my turkey. Our turkey.
Son? How long you known you's going to do this?
Dad, I need to talk to you.
Oh, I'll bet your mom's up in heaven right now looking down on us and feeling so proud. I know I am.
Here you go, Walter. Isn't this great?
Marriage is always exciting.
I meant the scotch.
So I understand that you're from Atlanta.
Yeah, born and raised.
What you do down there?
Well, I'm a justice in the Federal Court of Appeals. And yourself?
A stunned beef.
Oh, you two probably have a lot to talk about. Excuse me.
Top. We need to talk.
Oh, yeah.
This stupid jeweler switched the gifts.
I know.
You know? You mean, oh, no.
Did Judy see the ring?
Oh.
What'd she say?
She said yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez, Dauber, just set her straight. You didn't, did you?
Oh, Christine! Oh. Did you hear? Did Michael tell you the news?
Oh, yes, congratulations.
Can you believe it?
Well, it's pretty unbelievable.
Oh, hey there, Coach.
Hey, Mr. Dobinsky. Hi, Judge.
Can I get you two a drink?
Boy, you sure can for me.
None for me, thanks.
Oh, Christine, look at my ring. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh. Well, Judy, it's magnificent. Maybe I will have that drink.
Well, look, I don't want to spoil everybody's evening, but I need to talk to the groom-to-be for a minute, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, hello, Coach Fox. Have you heard the news?
Yeah.
Daughter! How could you let this happen?
I don't know.
You gotta tell Judy the truth.
It'll destroy her.
Well, it's either that or marry her. Dog, you gotta set the record straight. You let this thing go on, it's gonna be a bigger disaster than it already is. I know the truth is painful, but on rare occasions, it's the only way to go.
Okay. It's just It's going to be the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Yeah, I know. She thinks she's engaged to the man she loves. Hey, you know, I mean, on the other hand, she's getting a lovely basketball team.
Hey, say, your daughter's here.
Hey, hi there, sweetie.
Thanks, Kelly. Judy, can I see you in the bedroom for a minute?
Whoa, son. Her parents are here.
It's just to talk, Dad.
Excuse me. Can you believe how excited everyone is? God, isn't it wonderful? Did I ever tell you that you are a master of timing?
I have a feeling I'm about to lose that title.
Why? Something wrong?
Yeah. Something is really wrong.
Well, what is it?
Judy, I'd give anything if I didn't have to say this to you right now. This afternoon, when I went to the jeweler's to pick up your gift, Coach was with me to pick up Christine's. And when they went to wrap them both up, they used the same paper. And
it got switched. Oh, God.
Judy, when you opened that gift and I saw the look on your face, I couldn't tell you the truth. Well, I kept trying, but... And your parents came and my dad came. It got harder and harder.
I can't believe this.
Judy, I'm really sorry.
Oh, my God, Michael, why didn't you stop me?
I told you I tried.
Well, you didn't try hard enough. I must have looked like an idiot the way I was carrying on. And all you had to say was, Judy, it's a mistake. Or were you getting some kind of kick out of watching me fall all over myself like some stupid schoolgirl?
No.
Well, then why didn't you stop me?
Please, Judy, don't cry. You know how much I love you.
Do I? My God, how am I going to tell my parents?
I think the jeweler should have to tell them. I'm really sorry. You know, I never would have proposed like that.
What do you mean?
I always thought we'd go up to Rainy Lake. We'd build a big campfire, make some hot chocolate, and when we were nice and cozy, I'd get down on my left knee. I don't know why it was my left, but it was always my left knee. I'd ask you to become Mrs. Michael Fabian Dubinsky.
You mean you actually thought about us getting married?
Well, sure, didn't you?
Couldn't you tell?
Well, this isn't Rainy Lake. We don't have a campfire. We don't have hot chocolate. But I'm down on my knee. Will you marry me?
No.
Huh?
Well, you're just doing this because I'm upset.
You know, I admit, I didn't expect to do this tonight, but that doesn't mean this proposal isn't real.
Do you know what you're saying?
I know exactly what I'm saying. Judy, you've been thinking about it, and I've been thinking about it. And I gotta tell you, when you called yourself Mrs. Dubinsky, it sounded wonderful. Want to become Mrs. Dubinsky? You want to just think about it?
Yes.
Yes, you want to think about it, or yes, you'll marry me?
Yes, I'll marry you.
Hey, we should get back to the party. I got a ring to return.
I've got a real announcement to make.
Everybody, Judy and I have a little explanation and another announcement to make.
What the hell is that?
I think it's Carolers.
Ah, it's Howard Burley and his stupid theater group. Cut the lights. Everybody on the deck. On the deck, Marlene.
You're not fooling me, Hayden. I know you're in there.
And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.